Tatoiv too. I'm listed on the program as a co-host principal here. I guess I just earned that right by the fact that I'm a principal and I'm in Richmond, and it's co-hosted by the Richmond principals, and so I'm one of two. Nevertheless, the person who is perhaps most singularly responsible, not just for the convention itself, but for igniting the fire under everyone's feet in Richmond and for making everything happen, is a very special individual who, by virtue of his extraordinarily busy schedule, has little time to attend out-of-town conferences. I'm sure that that's the only possible reason that there could be, and therefore has few opportunities for both the his colleagues nationwide, to give him the due respect that he deserves, and for the city of Richmond to be able to show their appreciation to him in front of a national audience of his colleagues. And with that, I would like to give a tremendous yishar koach to Rabbi Kleschik, both on behalf of the principals who recognize your contributions to the field, and the city of Richmond, who recognize and are appreciative of everything that you've done for us as well. Bottom line is, the Ve'ela Mishpatim is that when you start something and you have the Kabbalah Satorah, the first thing that you do is you go right into the learning. And that's what we here in Richmond have learned, and that's what we as Mechanchim try to give over. That the Aleph of everything is Lozme Lernen. It's time to learn and to go weiter. With that, there is really no better Hakdama that I could give to the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita, who has graced us the whole Shabbos, and appropriately comes to speak both to our community and to us as principals, to us, not we, thank you, to us as principals, about strong families, strong schools, which is the Aleph of the Ve'ela Mishpatim, perhaps of how to create this successful partnership between schools and families, because we understand that in our generation, as we were talking over Shabbos, much of what we do is almost using the Talmidim and Talmidos, the children, as almost as a hechi timtza, as a kli, a vessel for which we fill them up with enough Torah that will just overflow, and the ripple effect that it has had, history has shown, especially in the last generation, the tremendous impact that it has had on their families across the nation. And we look forward to hearing from the Rosh Yeshiva on that. Good night.
Thank you, Rabbi Schreiber. I really was enriched here in Richmond. It's a very pleasant Shabbos for me to meet such a wonderful people. And tonight, our Richmondites added. It's really a pleasure. Rabbi Zvi Ron tonight, also for the first time. I told him that the Recheretz would be. Rabbi Spetner should also know that. Reb Chaim used to go through a city. He used to go first to the Rav, to visit the Rav. That's probably the right to the Recheretz. And I did intend today, I thought Shabbos will take a walk and we'll go and visit the Rabbonim. But the weather, and inclement weather, didn't allow us to do that. So they must excuse me. Yeshus, Rabbi Pasek, Rabbi Jacobson, the local Rabbonim, and the local Menahalim. I should not forget Rabbi Skeist, who is the president of the Conference of National Principals. It's really a great pleasure for me to be here tonight. Tonight's subject, as you all read, is strong families, strong schools. I was shocked and dismayed that after receiving from Mrs. Grant, I didn't know there was a Mrs. Grant. I thought she was incapacitated. The statement from the Department of Education that in 2005, then there'll be 90% of Americans will be literate. One of the points that shocked me was if parents want to help, they want to help education. On a school day, the maximum time of television is 2 hours. That's the maximum. Even if it means to hide everything, whatever you need for it. Unfortunately, I don't know what kind of education we will have. If you spend 2 hours of a school day watching television, I wonder what the next school day will look like. I think that this topic by us Jews is a different topic altogether. Strong families, strong schools. True, education begins when a child is born, and a child is blessed with two teachers. As we say after Birkas HaMazon, Ovi Moiri V'Imi Moirosi. He's blessed with two teachers. A child is blessed with two teachers. And to send away a child from home, I've sent away children from home. I know how difficult it is. As a child, I was sent away from home, and I hate to tell you what happened. I wasn't happy, and I ran away myself. I came home without permission. Shame to say that. So a home is something that gives a child, no question about that. When someone used to come to my father, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and ask him, should we send away our child? The first question he asked, is there Shalom Bayis at home? If there's Shalom Bayis, there's no need to send away. Under certain circumstances, perhaps, if there are four girls in the house and one boy, and it's difficult for a boy to be raised amongst four girls, it's difficult, so then maybe you should think of sending away. But otherwise, a child should be raised at home. Why not? If he has a normal home, and he has two teachers at home. Shmabni musar avicho v'al tito ishtera simecha. That's how a child is born. And he's raised by two parents. Baruch Hashem. True, in America we came to recognize that there is a one-parent family. Unfortunately, lo aleinu v'lo aleichem. But the normal child should be raised in a family with two parents, and they do have different functions. The father has a mitzvah of chinuch, to educate a child, where a mother does not have a mitzvah of chinuch. However, a mother has her koyach, she is a mashpia, she has influence on a child. And children learn from a mother, perhaps more from it than a father. It's easier, where it doesn't have to be, she doesn't have to be mechanech. But that's the chinuch. The chinuch is an indirect chinuch, which is the greatest chinuch. Hashpo is the indirect chinuch. That's a father and a mother. Now, historians speak of chinuch, that Jewish education was revealed in a new form that did not exist before. As the Gemara says, Bram zocher latoiv oisa ish. He should be reminded latoiv. Yeshua ben Gamlo shmoi. Yeshua ben Gamlo created a school. Without that, there was no school before. He created schools. And historians include him in compulsory schooling. That's compulsory schooling. He made a school. Children had to go to school in a school. They left their home. And I must share with you what Rav Hutner, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, said. And I think he said it at a conference of Torah Mesorah. And he pointed out something very, very important to know. What did Yeshua ben Gamlo create? In Gemara it says that before, Misha yesh lo av lo matoyro, Misha ein lo av lo matoyro. He had a father, he learned Torah. He didn't have a father, he didn't learn Torah. That was before Yeshua ben Gamlo also. And I think that Rav Hutner, the Rav Tzadik Livracha, said that Misha ein lo av means if he lost that sense, that he has to teach his child, then there is a school. Then you need schooling. In other words, originally schooling was given over, it was called a beis av. It was given from the home. Education comes from home. Unfortunately, fathers were not able to teach their children. Then, Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamlo created a school. In other words, a school is a replacement of parents. That's what it is. It's actually the duty of parents to teach their children. That's the mitzvah. You're supposed to teach your child. Except we send them to school. They are our shluchim. The shlucha de rachamono, shlucha de dan. That's what they are. They are shluchim in hashamayim and shluchim from parents to teach their children. And if this is the essence of a school, can we imagine our duties as parents? What me am achuyev to do that the school should be able to function and support and live and raise a child? He should become a mensch. That's schooling. I hate to say it over, but I'll say it over. The Jewish chacham, the Jewish writer, wrote that on a yeshiva, he didn't have a better expression. Beis ha-yotzer shel ha-neshama. That's what he called it. A Jewish writer. But he realized that the yeshiva, that's the house where you create a neshama. Beis ha-yotzer shel ha-neshama. That's where you develop a neshama. And that's where you grow up to be a mensch. To make a mensch. That's our first and uppermost reason for schooling, to create a mensch. Whatever he'll do later in life. Of course, we have to, as a mensch, we have to prepare him. He should be able to go out later in life. Whatever he expects to do later, he should be prepared well for it. True? But that's the first thing, to create a mensch. Hilchet Zerecheret. Where does Zerecheret start? Doesn't Zerecheret begin at home? When you come to a home that they speak softly, usually the child also speaks softly. Because that's something you pick up in the house. Father and mother speak softly. They say thank you to one another. It's easier for a child to pick up a sense of appreciation. Because that's where a child is raised. And it's really, schools have to demand from parents. They should come to school also to be educated, to help the school in their to come to schools, and they should learn. And I think that Richmond was to be today's conference here in Richmond was because of this nekuda, that parents were willing to learn, were willing to come and learn together with their children, which is something admirable. And we have to thank really Torah Mesorah for undertaking such task. It's hard enough to teach children. It's more difficult to teach parents. No question about that. And I think it's really to your credit. I was in Richmond 19 years ago. It's not the same Richmond. It's not the same Richmond. A new Richmond altogether. I had visited at that time a Talmud here. We had a Talmud here. And I was here for 2 days, 2 weekdays. But they didn't have what they have today. Having a school, a growing school, Bli Ayin Hara. And now creating a girls' high school. And Im Yirtzeh Hashem, Yishevo Mechayel El Choyel. I hope next time I come to Richmond, you'll have 250. I don't know how long far away that is. It's not too far away. Because Chavre Chavre Yisrei, parents are happy, they bring new children. That's the Teva Advorim. Mitzvah Shabbos, there's a mitzvah from Lava Malke. Lava Malke, it says that there is a certain bone within a person. It's called Luz Einasko, one of the two names. That this Luz Einasko is not nene only from Sudas Lava Malke. So it says in the Mefarshim Shulchan Aruch. And that's why you have to eat Lava Malke. Luz and Asko were not nene from Chet from Odom Arishon, because if that Sheresh is nene only from the Sudas Mitzvah Shabbos, so from the Erev Shabbos Zikasuda in Gan Eden, they were not nene. That was not nene. The Luz and Asko were not nene from that. And it brings the Beis Yosef that the Sheresh of Tchias Amesim comes from this Luz and Asko. Because there's a little bit of chiyus where chet did not penetrate. Chet did not touch it. Now so we see that just a little bit of chaim, just a sheresh, it's, as it says in the pasuk, shemer kol atzmoisov achas mehino lo nishboro, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam watches the entire person. Because there's achas meinu, there's something that's complete, something that's sholei. You have something in a community that's sholei, something that's bishleimus. That creates a ruach hachaim for the whole community. It creates a ruach hachaim for the whole person. For this luz and asko gives a person life. Oyla maboy yezeicha because of that. Because this is somewhere where chet did not reach. I would like to tell the Richmond people. How far? There's a big community in Richmond. Can I know 9,000 Jews? 9,000 Jews. This 9,000 Jews, if we go back, 2 doors back, there were Shemot Torah mitzvahs. Maybe 3. The most 3. That's the most you need, 3. Going back 3 doiras, there were Erlich Eden. So there is still a spark in the Eniklach, there's still that spark of the past. Where it's, you have to ignite it. That's what you have to do. You have to set it afire. You have to bring out that spark. When you bring out that spark, you'll have schools, you'll have shul, you'll have everything, whatever you want, everything Jewish you will have. You just have to bring that fire that's hidden underneath and just bring back a dollar, $2 back, or perhaps $3, the most. Not more than that. That's all we have to do. Can we imagine there is such a hidden treasures? Such a hidden treasures that you can bring out the greatest in Klal Yisroel. This is the Kedusha in Klal Yisroel, that we have a sheirish something of the past. And I want to share with you a Ramban. The Ramban is so bereshis, it's really hakdome for Sefer Shmois. The Sefer Bereshis is called the Sefer Hayitziro, that's the Sefer of creation, the book of creation. The Sefer Shmois is called Sefer HaGeulah, the book of redemption. Looking in Parsha Shmois for redemption, we open the Chumash. True, we were enslaved in Mitzrayim, so we go through Parshas Shmois, Parshas Bo'ero, Parshas Boi. Fine, we came out of Mitzrayim already. Beginning of B'Shalach. B'Shalach Paro Yisroel. So, became out of Mitzrayim. Finished. There's a Sefer HaGeulah. No, it's not finished. There's a Parshas Yisroel. Kabbalas HaTorah, that was the Tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Tavnu Eselikim Bor Hazeh. Yeah, you need yet. You didn't reach yet to go. But after Yisroel, you finished. Mishpotim. The rabbi told us tonight, Rabbi Schreiber told us tonight, you have to go and start right away. You got Kabbalah Satori, you have to start to learn. Fine, so he starts Sefer Mishpotim, and there are many reasons why it begins with Abdus, because it creates, it shows the person what Abdus is. It teaches a person that it happened that he stole and he didn't have any money. And it's a training. Abdus is also a training. He was trained by a master, which was Moisatem Shifcho, and the Shifcho had Vlodois, had children, and here they run around. They run around. The children run around, and they're not his children. They don't belong to him. He's taught. You see, you think you have something. You think you're an owner. You see, you have children, and they're not your children. That the children belong to this master, they don't belong to him. That's the beginning of. But he teaches you Abdus. That's what we taught right away. And it also teaches you that the mitzvah civil law, the same as tort, mazikim, it's all part of Torah. It's not the seichel is machayev. Your mind teaches you that's a normal, it's a law that's a civil law. No, you have to know there's Torah and you have to obey, like Torah says, that's what we've learned. But afterwards, Parshas Truma, Tetzave, Kisiso, Vayakel, Pkudei, what does that have to do with Sefer HaGeulah? What does that have to do with Sefer HaGeulah? So the Ramban asks the Shaila. The Ramban says, Yesoid. The Ramban says, that until Klal Yisroel, the Israelites did not reach their Madregiyat. They didn't reach that elevation that they should be called Geulim until they reached through the Madrego to an elevation of the same level as the Ovois. That the Shekhinah is Aleo Aleim. The Shekhinah has to rest among them. And that was the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, he says that the entire Sefer Shmois has to finish off with the Binyan of the Beis HaMikdash, because then they are called Geulim. Geulim, they are called when they reach to, they go back to their Ovois. They go back to that Sheresh of Dusha, like the Ovois did, that the Shechina was Aleo Aleim, the Divine Presence was on their tents, rested amongst them. Until then, they were not called Geulim. These are the Geulim. So we have to realize that until we reach that Madrego, we have not reached yet. We have not come to the Tachlis, to the end, however, how we can, where we have to reach, where we have to go to. As Menalim, it says that Melamed is ben chaveiro teiro keilo yelodoi, keilo yelodoi, as though he gave birth to him. So as though he gave birth to him, so it seems that they have to be the replacement for the father and the mother. They are keilo yelodoi, like they gave birth to them. And a child is blessed with two teachers, a father and a mother, and they have to replace him. As he called them, Ovi, Ovi, Rechav Yisroel, Elisha, called Elio. And Chazal say, Ovi, 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 Imi. It means Imi also. It means the mother also. That the Rebbe, besides being a mechanech, being an educator, that he gives him over the Torah that he knows, and he gives him over from his heart, from heart to heart. And my father, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, used to say, if you can't reach a Talmid with intellectually, you have to reach him through his heart, from heart to heart. So that's how you have to teach a child. The Rebbe has to have that feeling that he is giving, he's Bemkoim his father. He is the father and the mother. He has to be a Mechanech and a Mashpia. He has to influence by himself the way he looks, the way he sees his Rebbe. He has to emulate his Rebbe. He has to look up to his Rebbe. The same as you have to understand the Ashpoah of a mother. And that's the Koiches of a Mechanech. A Mechanech has to replace that. Kili Yelode. I think we, this goal, strong families, will give, make stronger schools. There is no question about that, especially we Jews. As we look at Chinuch, Chinuch is the Chinuch that gives Klal Yisrael the Chiyus. And we are Zoyche, we Mechanchim are Zoyche to be the Moisrei, the Moisrim of Torah. And I want to finish what Rav Hutner said. Rav Hutner said that Rav Yeshua ben Gamla was just Mechadesh, that there is a base Rabon b'mkoyim base Avon, he says. He says that there was a base Avon, they had a home, a house of a father, a house of parents, and they became a base Rabon. He felt there was a lack of the fathers. They couldn't convey that, what they had to convey, so he created a base Rabon, a house that a teacher, a Rebbe, gives. And many times when it skips a generation or two, he has to pick up, the Rebbe has to pick up from there. But he has to pick up the neshamos Yisroel that are so enlightened and so rich within them. They have such a sheresh and neshama where they come from, and we just have to bring it out. And many times you see it, the flickering fire that comes out from a child when a Rebbe brings it out. Strong families, no question that they create a strength for the school. The school, true, a school is not a replacement for parents. It's not a replacement. A school is the one to bring out the richness of the child, to make a mensch of the children. And parents are the greatest help. They could help the most, especially, as we mentioned by Shalashudas, that union of respect, respect for others, begins with respect for parents. Children have to demand from children. Parents have to demand respect from children. It's not an original thing, because now children, what they learn, what they see, where they are inspired, that a child could call his father by his first name. You heard that already, that he calls him by his first name because the mother calls him by his first name. They're equals. And parents finally do recognize that they are not equals with their children. They have to teach them. They have to respect them. They are talmidim of theirs. They are not equals. And as much as parents help, it's much easier for the school to help to teach them. But this is the fact. The fact is that unfortunately livelihoods in America are very difficult. Parents are very busy. There are homes now with two job families, and children come home to an empty house. It's a miracle that they survive coming to an empty home. Parents have to be there when children come home. It's the best thing for a child. Parents are not home. How does he come to an empty house? He just finds a filled refrigerator. Is that a replacement? So that's something that parents have to recognize and have to see, that they are not raised by others. Sometimes it's even maid. You don't know what a maid does with children. You don't know what a maid, what kind of influence a maid has on children, what they learn from maids, the best maid. No question about that. It's not a replacement for a mother, not a replacement for anyone. So this, if there is a stronger home, there is no question that the schools will be able to be enriched and grow higher mechayel al choyel. We should be zeiche to see our children grow to be bnei teiro and bnei teiro. We should be zeiche to see arom eskeren ha-teiro v'ayadus. Amen.
Did I go up or down? Thank you.